With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. And now, conflicting reports as to whether this phone call did or did not take place.
There's been uncertainty surrounding Donald Trump's intentions in regards to Ukraine, but it now appears discussions started only hours after his election victory. Reports of a conversation between him and Vladimir Putin last Thursday, in which, according to the Washington Post, the president-elect warned the Russian leader against any escalation of the conflict. Reports not denied by the Trump campaign, which follow a campaign pledge to end the war within a day.
But the BBC's David Willis says now the Kremlin denies the call took place. President-elect Trump says Tom Homan, his former acting ICE director, will serve as border czar in the new administration. And New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tapped to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Also at SRNNews.com, it is Veterans Day, and President Biden will commemorate the day in the traditional fashion.
For the final time in his presidency, Mr. Biden will mark the observance at Arlington National Cemetery by participating in the traditional wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Following that, he will give a speech paying tribute to the nation's veterans and war heroes.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. California, not alone in combating destructive and deadly wildfires. Tinder dry conditions and gusty winds are fanning the flames on both coasts, including along the New York-New Jersey border, where an 18-year-old New York State Parks employee died after being hit by a falling tree. An arrest in a deadly homecoming weekend shooting at Tuskegee University in Alabama. Suspect said to be in possession of a handgun with a machine gun conversion device. Wall Street, the Dow up 382 points. This is SRN News. An Illinois church pays a big price to quit the UMC.
Naperville Korean United Methodist Church will give $1.4 million to the denomination in return for a clean withdrawal from it. The payment settles a court battle over who owns the church property, the congregation, or the UMC. This is just the latest defection in the multi-year breakup of the denomination, sparked by leadership's decision to approve gay marriage and embrace homosexual ordination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has called for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda in state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same. Newsom says he wants to preserve California's status as a destination for women in pro-life states to seek abortions. This is SRN News. The Dutch government is taking action following an anti-Semitic attack on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam. The Media Line's Felice Friedson has a report.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
SRNNews.com.